of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart, Durham Cathedral.
Okay, well, Gary and Randall both said they weren't going to make it, so this is everyone.
Oh. All right, then.
All right.
No retconning for us.
No. Yeah. So when last we met, it is Monday the 24th of June. You had attempted to return to Whitby from Seth's house, and there was a bit of trouble on the bus, which you dealt with quite
heroically.
Yes, heroically, quite handily. No problems there whatsoever.
with by passing out.
But eventually made it into Whitby, not too bad. So, and I believe you had some plans from there.
Yes, I believe we need to get some ingredients. So, I think the good doctor and everyone, let's see. So, where exactly do we leave off? Are we still up at the kerfuffle with the bus?
We got the boat ride across the river.
Yeah, I think you had done everything that you wanted to in Whitby, including.
Oh, okay.
So you got the ingredients and so forth.
All right.
We're on the train.
Yeah, and then we're, just about to head off to Durham.
Okay. Cool. Well, then. Let's see, Major, Miss Brown. You think I should mix up some powder now, and then we can head to Durham, or I don't know.
Yeah, if we won't miss the train.
Yeah, I don't know if making the powder on the train was such a good idea. If I remember last time.
But I assume we still have our hotel rooms here. I don't know if we checked out or not.
I don't think we ever did check out. I think
I don't think we did, because I didn't think we would. We didn't think we were going to be away for that long. So
yeah. Right.
Just kind of left our tabs open.
Yeah. We've probably got stuff there. If we head back there to settle up, then maybe we can, spend however long it takes you to try and mix up a batch.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Why don't we do that then?
Okay. No
Sounds
problem.
Good.
Dr. Worthington, would you remind me of your skill level, please?
Let's see. I believe it was pharmacy or
chemistry.
Chemistry. Pharmacy is going to be the higher at 35.
And we should keep the new stuff separated from the old stuff, because we know that the existing stuff works.
Right.
Yeah. We should obviously test the new batch as soon as we can.
Okay, you summon the Star Vampire, I'll throw the dust at it.
Jeez.
What could go wrong? Okay, so yeah, your stuff is still at the hotel. They haven't closed your rooms or anything like that. So you're able to get back in there, and Dr. Worthington is able to make up a batch of the powder.
All right, sweet.
So I was thinking, what we actually know at the moment. So I think we've more or less settled affairs in Whitby with respect to these murders. We've obviously found out who Seth Gray is and what's going on there.
Now, do we know why the people that were targeted were targeted?
I think so. I think they were all part of Elliot Elder's investigation group.
Right, and I'm sure they probably stumbled upon the Shan and the cult
just
of Azathoth.
Getting too close to what was going on.
So they're basically what we will be in a day or two.
they've tried their best, haven't they?
Mm. They have.
If that's all they've got, then yeah, we're doomed. we're on our way now to Durham, which is one of the places on our list. The other is Cardington.
Right, Cardington and Shortstown.
Which we know they have airship things there, so
right.
Something to find out something about that. the people that we have as leads, obviously there's the Professor Graham we're going to see, and then I have two other things. I have Sam Miller.
Right.
Careful. I think that was in the diary. And there was a photo of this socialite, Amanda Freeman Danby. So we should check at least have those people in mind while we look around.
Yeah, definitely. Have we tried looking them up to see, like, I don't know, maybe we can find information
on where
they are.
One of them's a famous socialite, and it's just kind of, I think it was all boring, didn't seem particularly relevant.
Mm-hmm. Did we sort of find the who's who on her, or was it just the newspaper article that mentioned her?
I believe Mr. Krieg found some information on her in the library at one point.
Okay.
Obviously,
too bad he's sleeping it off at the inn.
Yes.
When we get to Durham, we should find out what Ashton Brown was involved in.
Yeah. And see if he was a student of Graham's or if Graham knows about him or anything like that.
You're going to have to be careful. We'll have to keep an eye on the papers to see whether his disappearance... And
now, do we think...
To light.
Here's a question. Do you think Ashton Brown was actually a quote-unquote good guy who got shanned, and that's why he was running the thing? I guess we didn't see... No, because nothing came out of his head.
Yeah, we don't know, because I don't think we've really encountered... yeah, because it seems like when the human host dies, the Shan leaves it. It doesn't die right. with it.
Right, and we didn't see that happen. So we'll assume he has been into occult stuff for quite a while.
Right, I would think so. Especially with him leading the whole cult circle like he was.
Yeah, but...
Maybe he had made a deal with these creatures in order for personal power. Didn't think that would be... He would be the first to try that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have nothing further to do here, so we might as well head to Durham and try and find the professor. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
See if we can survive a train ride.
Hopefully the train doesn't run off the tracks.
Wouldn't it be a nice sanity restoring leisurely train?
That's right.
All right, well, when you go to the train station, you find that there are actually two routes that you can get to get to Durham. One is to go back to take the train back to York, and then from there to Durham. Or you can take a smaller line through the Esk Valley to Darlington, and then change there to get to Durham.
Oh. You know which one I'm going to pick.
Which is the quickest?
They're about the same.
Of course.
Small line
through the valley.
Bad.
Yeah. No. Bad? Let's get the scenic route.
Okay.
We haven't been that way before.
If we do go via York, it is, you know, it's a big city. We could... I'm thinking maybe restock some of our other necessities. I'm thinking shotgun shells and...
maybe we could find someone there that could press some of the powder into shells for us.
That's what I was thinking.
Right, like you were talking about last time. That sounds like a wonderful idea. Oh well, scenic route next time.
So far all the scenic routes have been deadly.
Amazingly interesting?
Yeah, yes. Very pretty and interesting.
Cool. Well, then I think we'll head down through York, Jim, so that we can try and find a gunsmith or an ammo smith that'll maybe help us, or we can pay to make us some powder of Edie Todd. Baneful Dust shotgun shells.
York it is. You make your way there without too much difficulty. You're looking for someone who can press shotgun shells for you in York in 1929. I think that's worth a party luck roll myself.
65?
I've got 40.
Yes, of course. That will be the lowest. I lost some luck when I sacrificed a power, a point of power.
Oh, well, look at that. I got an ought to.
An expert munitions man. In fact, this is where they make all shotgun shells for the country. It's amazing.
Yes, yeah, so this just happens to be right next to the train station, too. So it's
quite fortuitous.
Can this person also do something equivalent for 0.45, ordinary revolver bullets?
Yeah, and maybe some 38 revolver bullets.
The 0.2 is clearly an expert at everything.
No, he can press your strange powder, which he looks at you quizzically about, into shotgun shells. Mix it in with the actual black powder. But he suggests that he can't coat bullets with it or something like that.
I'd like to buy a shotgun then.
He sells you a shotgun. Now, what powder are you giving him?
We should probably be safe and give him a bit of both. How about we give him the stuff that we know is good?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're giving him the rest of the old batch and keeping all of the new batch for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm thinking at some other point we should as soon as we can make another batch.
Right.
I wonder what would happen if we actually hired a chemist to make a batch.
Yeah. We could always when we're in Durham.
At the
chemistry department and.
Because I'm sure you're good there, but there may be people who are more experienced.
Yeah, well, I'm not so much a chemist. I'm more a doctor. So yeah. I'm good enough, but as you can see, haven't always been so successful.
So yeah, I feel like one of you was out of dust, right?
I was completely out of dust, the good batch.
So I had 4 of the good.
I wrote down a note last time. I think I had 2 batches left. I had 2 applications.
So we could get 6. Would be one shell basically, or 2 shells, and you have to fire both barrels? Or
I think a dose would be, one dose would be like 2 shells worth. Yeah, that seems a reason.
Okay. So we could get
12 shells stuffed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What caliber are we getting?
Well, I have a 12. I have a 12 gauge shotgun already.
I'll buy a 12 gauge, and that's what we'll make them all as 12 gauge. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Since you're buying a shotgun as well, and flashing all this cash around, he presses them without too much delay. He does them right there while you're waiting.
Excellent.
Nice.
Is there a handgun which might be slightly better than this little pocket pistol I have that's still something I could use?
What have you got?
I ask the guy. Derringer, I have a little Derringer, yeah.
Well, that's a good gun. That's a perfectly good gun for a lovely young woman such as yourself. Why would you need anything more, miss?
Well, we're going out into the woods, and I just fear that when the gentlemen go out hunting and they leave me alone at camp, that something might, I don't know about this and a wolf.
He kind of eyes you for a second, for a moment, perhaps a little suspiciously.
Sure.
But then suggests a small .22 pistol.
Oh, that looks marvelous. Thank you. So I'll get that and whatever the appropriate amount of ammo is, a box.
Contains slightly more than one bullet.
Yeah, it'd be a small .22 revolver, let's say.
Okay.
6 rounds, probably 1d6 damage.
Okay, so it's the same as the Derringer, but 6 rounds. And, probably a better range.
Yeah, 10.
10 yards? Okay. Yeah. That was the real downside of the Darren Barisit. And that's six rounds, which would be five rounds to carry safely.
Mm-hmm.
Two attacks and a double aught malfunction.
Safely? What is this safely?
All right. Yeah, so it's a little harder to hide, but...
You have a purse.
You carry around a large handbag, don't you?
Yeah, my purse is getting larger by the day. Wooden stakes, jar of honey, you know, all these crazy things.
I just like the fact that now my character sheet has three firearms, rifle, revolver, shotgun. I have my military saber listed, as well as some kind of magic spear.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the spear's a good one.
Quite an arsenal.
Right.
So he wraps up all your purchases for you. Yeah, you know, hands you everything. Thank
Should
you
we split
for
the,
spending
split the six shells between us.
All right.
It's 12 shells.
Right. Yeah, six each. No, it sounded like you guys cut out for a second.
Yeah, you got really noisy there, Max.
Oh, okay.
The wind came up, let's say.
Hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay. I think we're prepared for our hunting trip.
Excellent. Was there anything else we... I guess we're going to another city, so in terms of...
Yeah, it will be smaller. It is.
Yeah. But in terms of, you know, small. Just food and water and whatever else we might...
Yeah, we should be fine. We got our major... We found our shotgun guy. Yeah. I'll make sure to get a card from him.
So how many... I'd like to get some more doses of the new stuff.
How many doses are there in a batch?
Yeah, was it 20, 30?
No, I think it was 16.
16, okay.
Yeah, 16 sounds right.
Okay.
So I guess we'll still do... I'll
grab four of those.
Four doses.
Yeah.
Noisy.
Oh, sorry.
Goes from being a gentle stream to a roaring wind storm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is because it's like totally quiet here in my house.
Huh? Computer fan?
Headphones or is it?
Oh, maybe a computer fan. Yeah. Yes, I am on headphones.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll see. I try and keep myself on mute when I'm not talking.
Yeah, it could be just EM noise from the fan coming through the cord. So anyway, you leave...
Head to Durham.
Leave York, head to Durham. It's another pleasant train ride through the British countryside. Through the English countryside, sorry. You arrive in Durham. The train station in Durham is above the city. From the train station, you can look down on Durham Castle and Durham Cathedral. And I presume you're headed to the university? First,
should we find some lodgings first?
Yeah,
probably find a hotel or somewhere.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay,
somewhere high class.
You're not going to take your. You're not going to just carry everything tromp through the university with your
spear,
spears, and shotguns.
I look like Rambo currently.
Don't mind us; we're just out hunting.
That's right.
Yes, so you're able to find a nice high-class hotel and book some rooms. That's no problem.
Leave the professor and Mr. Krieg to guard everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, head off.
Late afternoon or?
Yeah, late afternoon on Monday, late Monday afternoon.
Okay.
That sounds about right. So how are you... Are you, like, leaving everything at the hotel, or how are you equipping yourselves as you
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to carry our shotguns around unless we like rent a car and throw them in the trunk or something like that.
I'm thinking we will use them if we know we're heading into a situation.
Right. I mean, I'll probably just carry around my revolver in my doctor's bag, which I always have.
And some batches of the new powder.
Yeah. I'm going to leave behind the wooden stakes because my purse is awfully heavy.
Fair enough.
Hopefully in the middle of the day we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll find out. Is there anything we have of evidentiary nature that we want to bring with us? I feel like we didn't actually take anything from Gray's library.
I take it we've got all those. We've got the written spells, and we've got Elliot's journal.
Yep. Okay.
And we have that. We have that articles. partial from Jenkins.
Yep.
We're gonna have to find out, obviously, how much this professor knows, whether he is.
Right.
Yeah. Why was Elliot Elder interested in him? And
he's the one who knows more than he thinks he knows.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Maybe we just go and
see what his interview style is. See what he's.
Yeah.
Well, we should first find out what he studies.
This history.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. Yeah, look him up in the directory.
Yeah. Let's head to the history department.
Yeah.
All right.
To the history department. Okay. interesting choice. Okay. So you make your way to the university first. It's a big, of course, beautiful university. Hotel gives you directions to kind of the center of the university, and then from there you can figure out where you're going. So that would be the Palace Green. You know, there's the Durham Castle on one side, Durham Cathedral on the other side, a number of, you know, very old, ornate, beautiful university buildings scattered around.
Okay. Now, is there like a main, like, I don't know, I guess like an admissions office or some place that we would pass by that has like a directory?
Yes, there's the bursar's office.
I think we'll, if it's on our way, we'll just stop by there first and kind of see if, confirm the where the professor is. What building and stuff like that.
We might stop in at the university library and see if this man has published anything, which happens, you know, if he has, it would probably be, they'd probably have a copy of it.
That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can just, like, pretend like we're fans of his books.
Get something, steal one from the library and get
if
it out
if he
of
has
that.
Any.
Okay, so where are you headed first?
The bursar's office to check to make sure what department he's in.
Okay. There is no directory, but there is a receptionist. There is only one. Obviously, this is summer, so there are very few. There are some students around, but there are very few. Clearly, there's not a whole lot going on at the university these days. Yes, can I help you?
Yes. We're looking to speak with Professor Benjamin Graham.
Professor Benjamin Graham? Who is this Professor Benjamin Graham, and why should you want to speak with him?
Well, sir, he is a professor at the university. We were directed here by a friend who said he could help us with some sort of specialty in his area. Unfortunately, we weren't quite sure on which department he was in.
Well, you understand, we're not in the business of letting any riffraff off the street come in and bother our professors.
Oh, excuse me, sir. We're not riffraff. I'm rather insulted at that.
Yes.
Yes, at this stage I'll say, do you know who you're talking to? This is Dr. Chester Worthington, and my name is Major Barker. What?
Dr. Worthington and Major Barker, you can make a credit rating roll.
I can.
Oh, Okay. That's a fail for me. The 73.
22 out of 60.
And there you go. Major save in the day.
Never heard of a Dr. Worthington. Major Park. Of course, Major Park. I've heard of. Heard all about you, sir. What was the name again? Graham. Professor Benjamin Graham. Oh, yes. Just a moment. He picks up the telephone. And there's a brief conversation. There's some gentleman here. Well, I don't know. And he, kind of holds the receiver away and looks up at you. Who did you say you were? How do you know the professor?
Friends of Elliot Elder.
He goes back to the... So they are friends of some elder... Elliot Elder person. Oh, of course. I'll send them right over. Yes, no problem. And he hangs up the phone. Ah, yes. Professor Graham would be happy to see you. His office is... just over there. He kind of gives you directions that involve going through the cathedral to the other side and office in a building on the far side of the cathedral.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Say thank you very much, sir, even if you were quite rude. You have a good day.
Good day to you, gentlemen and lady.
I hope the professor is nicer than that man.
Jeez, yeah, these Duramites are so friendly so far.
At least the hotel is nice.
All right, so, Miss Brown, did you still want to stop by the library on the way over to...
Well,
I think it seems like we're good now.
Rude. Yeah, it might seem rude at this point.
We'll just head over there and check the library later if we need to.
I mean, it seems that he does, in fact, know Mr. Elder, so that's a good sign. Since that allowed us to get through to him.
Yeah. So I think we'll just head on over there.
Okay. So you follow, I presume you're just going to follow the directions the gentleman gave you?
Yeah.
Sure, it's a nice cathedral worth walking through.
Yeah. It takes you through, Durham Cathedral in the cloister. It is a very large cathedral, very old, beautifully worn stonework. You make your way through there to a small building on the other side and, down a hallway around a corner, and there is a oak door with a nameplate on it that says, Professor Graham.
Give a little knock.
Come in.
Okay. Open the door, head on in.
Okay.
Make the introductions.
You find yourself in a small office. It's not big enough for the three of you to fit in, but not huge. It is what you would expect of a kind of an academic's office. There's books and papers and stuff piled everywhere. Let's see if I can find a description of Professor Graham himself. No, of course not. some generic-looking professor fellow stands and says, "Yes, you're friends of Elliot. How is he?"
Unfortunately, he's seen better days.
Oh. Well.
He was murdered.
Murdered? What... How did this happen?
Well, we were wondering if you would perhaps be able to assist us in this. Seems he had gotten himself somewhat mixed up in the investigation of a certain cult, I suppose you could call it.
Oh, that nonsense that he and Mr. Gray were getting up to.
You've met Mr. Seth Gray?
Yes, I've spoken with Seth and with Mr. Gray on a couple occasions.
Does your research happen to concern the areas they were investigating?
Well, we spoke about they had some questions about some ancient cults, but, you know, just old superstitions, pre-Christian, pre-Roman stuff, nothing.
Jim, did it say on the front of his door, like, what exactly his title was?
No.
That's it. Well,
but isn't it possible that these cults are still active?
Well, possible, I suppose. There are, you know, kids and disturbed adults who go around, you know, like to get dressed up of an evening and dance around a fire, that sort of thing.
We may have witnessed one of these occurrences.
Well,
yes.
Student pranks. Here at the university, even our university, we have, children are, they like to get up and do that sort of thing, blow off some steam.
We met a young man, an Ashton Brown. Was he a student of yours?
That's an interesting question. No, I don't recognize the name.
Huh. Interesting. No, it was just a coincidence. We ran into him at a lodge out in the woods, and he's from the University of Durham and seemed to be looking into seemed to have an interest in some of this same stuff. So I didn't know if he was one of yours or just nice young chap.
Oh well, all our students here are good fellows, good ladies.
So you mentioned there are such groups active at the university today?
The university, there are young men and women here. I'm certain there are.
Do you know of any particular examples, or do you know where they meet?
I don't associate with such things myself, so no.
Can I do a quick psych roll just to see if he's really, like, if this is all just bluff, or if he actually, you know, is straightforward, so to speak.
Go right ahead.
That would be a very much a no.
You're welcome to draw your own conclusions, man.
I will draw the worst possible. He's obviously lying.
Excellent. Professor, what exactly is your area of expertise?
My area of expertise?
Yes.
British pagan worship.
British pagan worship. Hmm.
So you study these cult religions then?
Yes.
And
I
rituals.
Do. Yes, I do.
Do you know of anything with a ritual? Seems to be like two musicians, or do you have any details on any possible rituals?
Well, most ancient rituals, as far as we know, involve some kind of music.
Mm. What's the bumblebees that seemed most interesting? Bees, yes. Or wasps?
Well, bees are a common fertility symbol. Health and rebirth and growth, that sort of thing.
What were they actually worshipping? What were they chanting? Was it Azathoth that they were?
Oh, at the ceremony that you saw?
Yeah.
No, they were chanting Azazel.
Azazel.
Ah, yes. That's not. What about any groups that used to worship something called Azazel?
Oh, Azazel. It's the biblical reference, of course.
Yes,
He kind of hesitates at that point, kind of narrows his eyes. Well, that's an interesting coincidence. You know, I believe there's a history society, a student history society here at the university called Azazel.
And where do they congregate?
Well, as I said, it's a student group, so I would not know. I would know nothing about it, but the Student Representative Council is over in that building there. I'm sure they would know.
Interesting.
wonder if our Mr. Brown was a member.
I'll
take. Would they hold membership records at the
student council?
Student council.
I don't really know. As I said, I don't associate with the students.
Of course not. Okay.
I'll take my little, take out a piece of paper and kind of draw the pyramid that we saw that was like floating at the ceremony.
Okay.
And show it to him. I'll say, do you recognize this? We've seen this symbol a couple times in different places. In reference to the ritual.
Yes, it's the beehive, of course. This symbol has popped up in a few places associated with the cult of with the ancient cult of a pagan god known as Azathoth. The only place I know of specifically would be down in the moors. There's a place called Lillehow.
Mm.
Oh, yes, we know it well.
Mr. Gray and I talked about it, in fact.
Mm. You see, that's the only place you know that. You said it was a common symbol, but that's the only sort of extant representation of it you're aware of?
Yes, it's not common throughout the country, you understand. Concentrated in the southeast of the country, but...
Hmm.
Why it would be concentrated in the southeast, but specifically all the way up north in Lillehow, okay.
Those cultists, they're not so good at geography.
No kidding.
Geographically challenged.
That's right. And this is one of these... this cult of Azathoth is one of these pre-pagan cults that you specialize in?
Yes, yes. It's a fairly minor cult. Not much is known about it. Just a few references here and there.
Do you have any material or any references we could read?
You must have written something about it, surely?
Only a few lines here and there, as I said. It's certainly not anything of major interest.
What's the story with this Azathoth? What's a god of what?
God of dancing around a fire and singing, as far as I know.
Excellent. The god of circle dancing.
Yeah, perfect description.
I see.
Well...
We may have to ask some questions about this student society.
Yes. Yeah, so it seems, Professor, that this cult, whatever nonsense they may be up to, may be involved in murders.
Murders?
Yes, yes. It seems likely that Mr. Elder met his end at the hands of this cult. That's really why we're trying to find out anything we can about them.
Well, my dear, that's certainly taking things far too far.
Oh, yes. Yes, I don't know if they're, perhaps they're also involved in, rum running or drug smuggling or something, and that's that's why they, don't resist the investigations, but... something's going on beyond just a bunch of people dancing around a circle.
Well, seems completely ridiculous to me, but, your time, whatever you wish to spend it doing.
Professor, have you ever... We've also come across a reference to something called Shan in our... research. Have you ever come across that in some of your past research or anything about the cults?
Shan? No, it's not a term I recognize.
They're some sort of mind-controlling insect in the mythology.
Oh, good one, good one. having.
Well, there's all kinds of crazy stories in the mythology. I just thought this might have been one that you and your, you know, all your research might have come across.
Mind-controlling insects. Oh, dear. Three of you aren't into that same nonsense that Elliot and Mr. Gray were.
Well, whether or not these things are real, if people believe in them, they will act in strange ways, so it's worth understanding what they believe.
Well, true enough, but mind-controlling insects, that's a bridge too far, certainly.
He's got a point.
One bridge. Just one bridge too far.
Yeah. No, I don't think we're going to convince this guy to join our cause or anything. But
well, what I'm torn with though is that Mr. Elder was convinced that he knew something useful, and maybe it was just the location of Lilahau. But
well,
frankly,
he knew that there was a student society with.
Yeah,
like
but
cult worshippers. I mean, that definitely helps. But yeah, I think there's probably something more he knows, but we just can't
find it.
Yeah, find it. What about? I don't know. Has he ever? Well, we'll ask him. Have you ever found any like reference to? I'll do air quotes. Like, you know, spells in your research.
Spells? Well, of course the. The ancients believed all sorts of things that could be done, and not even the ancients. You know, modern occultists certainly come up with such things from time to time.
Are there any books published about these spells?
Oh, I'm certain there are many of them.
But none that you're aware of, specifically?
Well, of course not. Why would I take any interest in such nonsense?
Well, I thought you were a specialist in pagan cults. Apparently not.
That
is what do you take an interest in?
That is correct. I am a specialist in the history, the real history of ancient pagan cults.
See.
What some modern youngsters or crazy people get up to with the other fake reenactments and dancing around Stonehenge and this kind of nonsense really doesn't interest me. Why should
But what about what the actual cults themselves did? You know, thousands of years ago.
Well, thousands of years ago, there was no writing, so they couldn't very well write anything down. Now, could they?
So you're studying something that doesn't exist, as far as you know. That's excellent. Professor, you are a genius.
I'm gonna back away and leave the young lady to continue her academic debate.
Are we leaving now?
I really am very busy. He stands up. If you would please, must get back to work.
Why, thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time.
He sees you out.
Oh,
yeah.
What a thoroughly unpleasant man.
I hope you have no cause to go back to him for any information in the future.
Yes.
Thanks, Miss Brown.
We'll just have to send the professor.
We'll probably send somebody with a shotgun.
You find the bridge too far and you burn it down.
That's right.
Well.
Oh well.
Okay, we have at least one new lead now, this student society, so we should find out what they do and where they do it, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we can go over to the student council.
How old is Henrietta?
She is, I believe, 27, so she's a little old.
You could probably get away more than we could, just pretend to be a student, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, one of you could have a child who's...
us being old fogies.
Mm. I'm just wondering if you should go and ask some questions at the student council rather than.
Yeah, I could certainly be a
major and a doctor.
I could certainly be a graduate student or a potential student. Yeah, I can go do that.
You could do that. Maybe we could go check out the library.
Excellent.
See if we can find anything there.
And I'm just trying to find out whether this society exists and if they have membership roles and when and where they meet.
Yes. Yeah, that would be useful.
Oh, maybe you could slip in that, like, you were referred by Ashton Brown.
Is that wise?
Well,
oh, I see.
Especially I don't know. If it's part of a, if they're wondering where he is.
Well, yeah.
Well, this,
I mean,
this student council probably doesn't know any much. I mean, unless Ashton Brown is a big man on campus, they probably wouldn't actually know any of the members particularly. I was actually thinking I could use Professor Graham's name.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Because I'm guessing the society is not going to be described on the books as we worship ancient gods and put insects in your head. So
they've
got to have some kind of cover, haven't they?
Yeah.
Do you like fun and occult studies? come grab a robe and join the cult of Azathoth. Worth 2 extracurricular credits. All right, so Miss Brown, are you heading off there, and then Major?
Yeah,
and
I'll meet you in the library.
I'll wait for you.
I'll head over to the library when I'm done.
All right.
Okay. The party splits up. Excellent.
Ta-da. Bum bum bum.
We will follow Miss Brown to begin with. So you follow Professor Graham's directions to the Durham College's Students' Representative Council.
Okay. Yeah, so I go in and...
As you try to go in, the door is locked. It appears to be closed.
Is it because it's after 5? Does anything on the door?
There is next to the door. It just says, kind of closed for the summer.
Okay.
There is a meeting tonight. There is, however, a large notice board next to the door.
Okay.
With, a bunch of notices, kind of covered in notices from all sorts of different groups and clubs and societies and this is and that's is and for various activities and so forth. Make 2 spot hidden rolls.
The first one is an 09. And the second one is a pass. So an impale and a pass.
Okay. Dr. Worthington has left us, apparently.
Oh, dear.
That's fine. We don't need him right now. you find...
Sorry about that.
So as you're browsing the notice board, there are 2 that take your attention.
Yeah.
The first is for the Music Society.
Okay.
Which notes your attention because you've recently seen some naked college age people playing music recently.
Yeah.
Clothes not needed for application.
Sorry, instrument required, clothes optional.
That meeting is tonight, Monday night, at 8 p.m.
Okay.
In the church across the road from the cathedral, from Durham Cathedral.
Okay.
And as you're kind of looking at that notice, it becomes kind of obvious that the Music Society is a local society. It's not a specifically student society.
Ah, okay. I'm going to take the notice. Take it down. I assume it's just up with a thumbtack, right?
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, okay. I'll just grab it.
And it says, all welcome. Anyone is welcome to come.
Okay.
The second meeting notice you find is for something called the Azazel.
A-Z-A-Z-E-L?
Yep.
Okay.
Just like we saw. God.
And that also says, all are welcome to come join, discuss, hang out. And that meeting is tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at 7 p.m.,
okay.
In the Buffalo's Head Pub on Sadler Street.
Nice. On Sadler Street.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure Jonathan knows exactly where that is. He's about to tell us that's where he hung out every weekend.
I know the street. Don't know the pub.
So it says all are welcome to discuss. Does it say anything at all about what they would discuss, or is it just all welcome?
History.
History, okay. Yeah,
appears to be some kind of history society.
Okay. And
okay, so one tonight and one
tomorrow night.
How convenient.
Is there any... and the Azazel does seem to be a student group?
Yes.
And are these relatively recent flyers? Are they sort of near the top? Or, I mean, is there a reason to believe that they would be meeting in the summer? Potentially?
Well, there's plenty of other notices for... You know, it's not like these are the only two that are holding summer meetings. There's plenty of others.
Okay. Excellent. So I will grab that one as well and fold it up and put it in my purse.
Okay.
And wander over to the library.
At which point we will cut back to Dr. Worthington and Major Barker, who have bravely made their way to the university library.
Yes. Indeed. Major, I believe the society pages are just over there. Your favorite.
Well, there are, as you enter, there's a receptionist desk. Yes, gentlemen, may I help you?
I keep having to do this, don't I? Major Barker, visiting your lovely university town and just wondering if we could make use of your wonderful library here.
I'm sorry, the library is for university use only. There's a very good unit. There's a very good Durham City has a very good library. If you're just looking for a newspaper or a book to read, that sort of thing.
And
don't you know who I am?
What if we made a donation to the library?
She raises her eyebrows. Well, I'm certain if you want to visit the dean and, you know, set something up, I'm sure the dean would be happy to provide you with the appropriate credentials and to use the library. That's the dean's prerogative, of course.
I'm sorry. You see, we're just here with one of our young friends that's applying to the school. We were just waiting while she takes care of some business around the campus. We thought, you know, might be friendly and, you know, nice for us to just take a look around the library, but I guess not.
Well, I can... Well, once your friend arrives, I can... if she's applying to the university, I can certainly give her a tour of the library.
Ah, that would be wonderful. Thank you, miss.
My pleasure.
And I guess we'll have a seat in the front and wait for Miss Brown to arrive.
Okay, it doesn't take Miss Brown long, and Miss Brown arrives.
Hello, all.
Ah, Miss Brown.
Thanks for waiting.
Yes, the kind librarian over here was waiting to give us all a tour with you since you were applying to university.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, that professor did say that a tour of the library would be well worth the time, she says loudly. good evening, miss. Yes, I'm very, very excited. Planning on coming to study history here, and Professor Graham, I was just speaking with him, curmudgeonly fellow, but yeah, he said that you have a marvelous library here and that it would be worth a tour.
Fast talk roll.
All right. Wow. So the 97 didn't
do that. I'm just going to back away, I think.
Major, back her up with a credit rating. Come on.
Professor Graham, you look a little bit old to be one of his students.
Graduate work.
Graduate work. Well, I suppose if you just want a tour of the library,
is this actually going to be of any use? You know, we're not going to have unrestricted access. So
I'm just following your lead.
Well,
I didn't actually want to go to the library in the first place. I think you did. So
yes, that's true.
What are we actually trying to look up in the library?
Well, we could look up history or local history on the cults, or maybe there's some information on that. We could look up.
Shot, but
or well, I don't know.
We should come back. We should come back with the professor.
Very fine.
They'll know
our professor.
Yeah,
you're saying right.
I'll look at my watch and exclaim loudly. Oh dear, we're late for that meeting with the other person.
Oh yes, yes, quite the dinner. Yes,
we won't have time for a tour of your wonderful library after all. Good day.
Oh well, that's good. We're just about to close, so it's like 6 p.m. by now. So
okay, yeah. Well, we'll try to come back tomorrow then. Thank you.
Yes, come back with a better story. Perhaps an actual student or professor at the university might be of use.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, miss. You're so kind.
Can we just ditch Durham? I'm worried they're not even going to let us into these two meetings. At this rate, they say all welcome except for you three.
So you're telling us about these meetings?
Yeah, I'll show you the two flyers.
So the first one's in a church?
First one's in a church in 2 hours, right near here, just across from the cathedral. And this is the Music Society, and apparently it attracted my eye. I don't know if it's medieval music or pagan music or just generic music.
Well, it says it's a local society, so...
Correct.
They'll let anyone into that. And the second one is in a pub, so we could just be...
Right. We can easily get to that one, too.
Overhearing them.
It doesn't say what kind of music it is, does it?
No, it just says music. Generally.
Okay.
Sounds easy. Too easy.
Are either of you musically inclined?
Why are we actually going to the Music Society?
We're not sure. It attracted my eye.
It jumped out at jumped out at her. I guess since there was musicians there,
since there were since there were naked college age musicians at the,
they have to come from somewhere.
Well, you know what? Maybe we could kind of keep an eye out at the first meeting and see if we see anyone from the first meeting at the second meeting.
True.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're trying to scout people for the cult at the first meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out in particular for naked people.
We all botch our spot hiddens and don't see that everyone else is naked.
Well, or the major will just fail his sanity and take 10 points of naked sanity damage again.
That was unfortunate.
I'm not sure that... so yeah, neither of you is musical?
Not really.
Music? What's that?
Well, but that's okay. I mean, it doesn't say that you have to be a musician, but we could have interest in music and maybe want to start to learn. It's never too late to learn.
Correct. Okay.
Now, should we go in as all singular people and sit separately? Or should we pair up? Or, what do you think?
Let's take our magic shotguns. Just demand answers.
Listen here, musicians. We've got some questions, and you're going to answer them.
And I know you guys live in Durham, but still.
I don't know. I think it might be good for the... I don't know.
Just go in separately?
Go in separately. You know, wait a couple minutes between each person entering and maybe just sit around the room.
Parts of the room?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go in 10 minutes late.
The doctor will go in a little bit early. Major, you'll be right on time.
So we should get some food first.
Yeah, let's head back to our hotel and update the others.
Yeah, we have 2 hours to get dinner and
the sleeping professor and the sick Mr. Krieg.
Yeah.
And the non-existent Mr. Harrow.
Yeah, Mr. Harrow excused himself a while ago. He had business. He had urgent business to attend to in London. So he's
that's what happened with him.
Yes,
caught the trail of a real vampire. And had to follow.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so dinner is tolerable. The others are informed. The evening passes.
I guess we'll make our way back to the university, and the doctor will head on in about 15 minutes early. For the meeting?
Okay. 15 minutes early, there's just a few people kind of, standing around inside the church. A couple of them are, just chatting to each other, kind of, you know, looking at the watch.
And is it just look? There's no like. Does it look like there's someone like setting up a lectern or something to talk, or does it look like kind of like just a round circle talk? Or
It looks like the, there's no. It's not set up like there's going to be a lecture or presentation or anything like that. It looks like it's just a gathering of people to chat more than anything else.
Okay, so kind of just like a big round thing of chairs?
Yep.
Okay.
Just a social gathering, kind of, you get the feeling.
And there's a few people there, you said. Are they older, younger, in between?
They're all, you know, younger, college age, late college age.
I'll kind of go and sit a few seats away from one set of the people and just kind of sit there, pull out my little notebook, and just kind of wait.
Okay. Some additional people walk in. Time passes. Make a spot hidden roll.
Okay. Oh, success with a 16.
You see a young man walk in that you recognize... as being the drummer from the cultist ceremony that you recently broke up.
Oh, ho, ho.
Wait, didn't we kill him?
No, we killed the flutist, the flautist.
Oh.
And, flautist and the leader, right.
And Ashton, well, I don't know if we killed him, but he was definitely down.
Right.
Blimey.
We didn't go back to check.
No.
Hmm, interesting. I will definitely take note of that.
A few more minutes pass, and I believe Miss Brown wanders in.
Have they started at this point?
Well, again, they're just, you know, there's, but when Miss Brown comes in, there's perhaps 20 other people, not counting Dr. Worthington.
Oh, so the Major was next, sorry.
Oh, I thought, okay, Major's on time, sorry.
Right, yeah.
So, yes, Major Barker, you come in, there's about 20 people, you know, they're just kind of standing around in groups. Chatting, you know, they're discussing various musical stuff. Mm-hmm. You see Dr. Worthington sitting in a chair by himself.
The Major feels very uncomfortable here because he knows nothing about music, and there's not really anything he can shoot right now. So he's gonna sit down and look very uncomfortable.
Make a spot hidden roll.
Spot hidden. 58 out of 70. Oh, yes, that's no problem.
Yes, you also recognize the drummer from the other night, who appears to be standing off to the side talking with a young lady.
Okay, do I recognize the young lady?
No, you do not.
Replacement flautist. We must save her! I will try and catch the eye of the Major from across the room.
Okay.
And just kind of like give him the eye and look over at the drummer.
Fair enough. I'll nod.
And then I'm going to kind of I'm not going to go towards the drummer, but I'll kind of get up and walk over and try and interject myself into one of the conversations some people are having. Just kind of, oh yes, hello, I'm interested in music, new to the area.
You have interrupted a discussion on particular arrangements of some of Bach's choral work. Very technical discussions.
Ah, interesting. I'll just kind of like listen, nod.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, try to chat with you a little bit and, you know, very quickly realize that you have no idea what you're talking about, but they're trying to be polite. And a few minutes later, I believe Miss Brown comes in, yes?
Yes. Okay. So this is just a room full of people chatting?
Yep. You may also make a spot hidden roll.
Okay. That is a pass.
You also recognize the drummer from the other night.
Okay.
Standing off to the, you know, it's just him and this young lady who are kind of standing there. Would all three of you make psychology rolls?
Psychology, yes.
No.
Success for the Major.
Well, success as well with a 15.
Major Barker and Dr. Worthington, the so the drummer and this young lady, you know, they're kind of standing there. There appears to be something different about them. You know, the rest of the, you know, the rest of the room is kind of broken up into groups of 3, 4, or 5 people, you know, who are all kind of animatedly talking, discussing, you know, all sorts of, you know, technical, musical details. These two, you know, are just kind of standing there looking around. They look a little bit lost even. You know, they're not saying much, not even to each other. You know, they're definitely something out of sync with the rest of the group.
Do they perhaps have insects in their brains?
Not that you can see.
There's only one way to find out. I'll pull out my military saber and
As you do, the group. No.
This is my instrument right here, people. Watch it sing.
So, how close is there a group? What's the closest group to the drummer? Like 5 feet, 20 feet?
Yeah, you know, closer to 5 feet. I mean, that's, you know.
Okay. So I will go and introduce myself into that group, and hope in my discussion that some of them are asked whether this is what sort of music they're, you know, this society talks about. I'm very, very interested in you know, sort of modern pop jazz music, and whether any of the people here are discussing that sort of thing, or if it's all that boring old classical stuff.
they kind of look upset about at the reference to boring old classical stuff, but yeah, a couple mm-hmm. of them pop up as, oh yes, the modern is very interesting, and they launch into you know, a very technical discourse on jazz, you know, modern jazz and its developments and the
oh dear. So while I'm not understanding that, is there any chance at all of hearing the few muttered words that the drummer and his young lady are passing between them?
Well, not especially, because as you start talking about jazz, the young lady comes up to you.
Oh.
The jazz. Yes, I enjoy the jazz. Very, very fun to dance to, isn't it?
Yes, I love dancing.
Oh, well, there's...
I'm new in town. Are you also just in town, or you live here?
No, I'm a student here at the university.
Oh, very nice. Well, where do you go dancing?
Oh, there's one or two clubs in town that have jazz music every evening. Oh. Very, very pleasant. Perhaps you would like to go this evening. I was just thinking of leaving.
Oh, that might be lovely. But this handsome young man you were chatting with, is he coming as well?
Oh, William? I suppose he could. William, would you like to go dancing with... would you like to escort a couple of young ladies dancing? And he, you know, takes a few steps over and he looks at you, Miss Brown. Yes, uh-huh. Dancing. That would be pleasant.
Miss Brown, what's your app?
Yeah. I describe her as attractive. Let's see, 16.
Ooh.
This is her thing.
Stunning.
Pretty much her only thing. Meeting new people and taking them, having them take her dancing.
I feel like the major and the doctor have very little to do here. So
yeah, well,
just
if we see that she's talking to the drummer and they all leave together. I'm assuming we might try and follow them.
Boy, do I hope so.
I would think so. The doctor would want to. He's not going to leave Miss Brown in the clutches of those horrible cultists.
It seems awfully early for dancing, but has it already started, or is this more of a 10 p.m. sort of activity?
Oh, 10 p.m., that sounds about right. It's a good time to get there, yes.
Excellent. Well, where shall I meet you? That sounds lovely.
Oh, well, we can go now. I you know, you can come. This is the young lady talking. Why don't you come back to my apartment with me, and I can I'll get changed for dancing, and perhaps we can find a bite to eat before we go.
Well, okay. I too will have to change, but maybe I could meet you at your apartment in an hour?
Oh, of course, that would
be. Does that work for you?
Yes, that would be.
Or put on my dancing clothes?
That would be fine. That would be delightful.
Excellent.
She gives you an address.
Okay. And then what's your name?
Jasmine. Jasmine Johnson.
Ah, pleased to meet you. Henrietta Brown.
Oh, pleasure, Miss Brown. The address that she gives you is for a room that is in the castle.
Oh, okay. Oh, neat. Okay. Which is student housing?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yep.
Okay.
Really? Like, that's awesome. Student housing in a castle?
Yeah.
Places with history. Gosh.
I know, exactly. Off to dance to the jazz.
Yes, the jazz. I love the jazz.
All right. Well, excellent. So I will sort of give the eye to the two gents and hope that they will follow me out and explain the pickle that I've gotten myself into. And apparently I'm to go dancing with this drummer, William, and his young lady friend, Jasmine. And I'm supposed to meet her at her apartment in an hour after changing. Hmm. So best head back to the hotel and then figure out what we're up to.
Quite. Sounds like a better lead than we had 2 hours ago.
Yes.
Especially that drummer. Interesting to see he's back here so quick. Acting like everything's normal.
That's true. Yeah, maybe we can get him drunk and see what he spills out.
Hmm. That'll be a good plan. Think, Major, would you care to just go to the jazz club as well, sit in the back and have a drink or two?
Well, yeah, makes sense.
If things go awry, perhaps you can, you know, step in and try to pick me up.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Extricate you from the jazz.
Yes.
You could always pretend to be your angry father. What Ooh, do you think you're doing, young girl?
The jazz is the devil.
Yes. Okay.
So yeah, we'll all probably get ready, dress up, you know, a little nice, like going to the club.
Yeah. Best polish your saber.
Okay.
And then I guess, if you two want to wait outside the castle, I'll go up and see if I can find Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. You're able to find the room.
Okay. Knock on the door.
The door. She opens the door.
Ah, Jasmine. Lovely.
She's dressed in a dressing gown.
Oh, okay.
Ah, Henrietta, thank you. I'm very glad to see you. I'm not quite ready yet, of course.
Right.
Please, come in.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
She closes, she invites you in. She closes the door.
Mm-hmm.
She turns around, looks at you, and reaches up and drops her dressing gown to the floor. We do have some time before we need to go dancing. And she steps up, presses herself close to you, and at least, depending on what you want, if you want to dodge roll or something, wraps her arms around you and gives you a big kiss.
I think I may be enough surprised that I will start with a dodge roll. That is, however, a 100.
Oh, wow. You just lean right into it.
Apparently I dodged by grabbing her around the waist.
So she kisses you and starts to undo the buttons on the back of your dress.
Okay, I will push her away if I can. And it's like without acting at all, I will be startled and oh my-y. I Jasmine. Wow.
This is what you came here for, isn't it? And she steps up to you again and attempts to continue.
Thought we were going for dinner and some nice dancing with that nice young man.
Yes, we can do that later.
Wow. Is she in any way acknowledging that this is odd, or is she really like presenting as if this is really seems like the appropriate thing to be doing?
No, she seems. She seems strangely mechanical in doing it.
It's
just, you know, like, it's just, you know, this is why you're here. This is what needs to happen. This is what we're doing.
Okay, I will
We'll do.
I will do what I can do to get myself out of this room without hurting her too badly.
Okay.
It'll depend on how she responds.
Push her away and run out the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't try to stop you.
Okay. wow, so I'll get back downstairs.
I look forward to your explanation.
Yes. Major, doctor.
Miss Brown, you look like you've had a fright.
I feel like the Shan have gotten here before us. There's no other explanation. Jasmine is... Well, I don't quite know how to talk about it, but she did not seem normal at all.
Make a psychology roll, Miss Brown.
Okay. Damn it. That is a fail.
Okay. Make a no roll.
Okay. That one might be a success. Oh, yeah.
Okay. While you were in, for the brief time that you were in Jasmine's room, for the brief few moments that you had to look around while you weren't being accosted by a, you know, lovely young woman, there's something strange about her room. It's not, you know, I mean, not besides her, right?
Right.
Just the physical surroundings of her room just struck you as odd for a student room, but you're not really sure what it was.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing you can really put your finger on or really give a good description to. There's just, it didn't strike you as the room of a college student.
Okay.
Although very clearly it was. This is student housing. But
right.
Just something off about it.
That she might not be a student, so her room might be a little odd. I mean, she might be non-traditional student, shall we say. yes.
What do you mean?
Well, she started to kiss me as soon as I went in.
That's not all she did.
That's all I've said so far.
Wait, we don't actually know how they put these things inside your heads, do we?
No.
Well, it phases out, so I'm guessing it might be able to phase in, or I don't know.
I'm just wondering if we should maybe wait for them to come out of their rooms and search them somehow. We could also try and find Ashton's room, because we know he won't be there.
What was the, did I have to go through anybody to get to her room, or did I just walk into the castle and go to her room number?
Yeah, you just walked in and went to her room number.
Yeah, maybe we should, like, try and go save this chick.
I'm just thinking that a point of pal and an hour-long elaborate ritual. Can we actually afford to save everyone we come across? I mean...
Right.
Probably not. We could use her as a bait maybe follow her too.
What we need to do is teach other people this ritual.
Right.
Yes, willing pawns. Was it either Gary or Randall who said, oh yeah, it's fine to use our characters any way you want? Oh. By the way, you're down to 3 pow. And
the most unlucky person in the world.
I don't know if we should go back up, or I don't know if she'll come out.
Should we maybe find somewhere that we can just watch the entrance for a bit, see what happens?
We could go up and tie her up. I'm sure she'd enjoy it.
So, just watch from afar. See if
is there sort of
leave.
One main entrance to this building, or are there several? Or
no, there's several.
More than three?
Probably.
Okay. I mean, we could go and watch on her hallway. And I don't think she ever told me where she was going to go dancing.
Nope.
So I'll put my my buttons back on.
That's a good that's a good point. Dr. Worthington and Major Barker, you can both make spot hidden rolls.
03.
Yeah, through all this, you notice that part of Miss Brown's dress is come undone somehow.
I'll raise a single eyebrow.
I don't notice.
If I were any less of a gentleman, I would consider it my duty to go up to Amelia's room myself.
Jasmine's room?
Yes.
Yes. Major, perhaps you could help me here and fix these for me, please.
Oh, certainly.
So what should we do?
I guess we could just wait and see if she still goes out to meet up with that other cultist guy. But I think she mainly just wanted you, Miss Brown.
Apparently. I mean, yeah. She did claim that she was still interested in going out for dinner and dancing, but she certainly seemed to have other things on her mind. One other thing on her mind.
Jeez. All right,
so forward.
I guess we'll just wait. See if she exits.
Okay. So we're just waiting outside?
Find somewhere a bit less
conspicuous. Yeah.
Okay. Time passes. You see some students coming and going. More going at this point. You know, various students looking like they're going out for the evening. Not too many. More time passes.
So, like, we could wait at least until, you know, say 10.
10 comes and goes.
Okay. Well, either she's gone out, or...
Could we determine from the outside, like, if her light's on in her room?
Possibly. Miss Brown might be able to.
Okay.
First, make a party luck roll.
All right, that's you.
Yep. The doctor. Oh, 13. Success.
Uh-huh. And Miss Brown, make a idea roll at half.
Ooh, that might. So that's a 21 and 60. Yep.
Yes, you're pretty sure that that particular window would be, should be, Jasmine's. And yes, the light has been on the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, seems we can either go back up or head off.
What do you think, Miss Brown? Do you want to go back up and try again? See if maybe she just wants to go out to dinner and dancing now?
Oh, dear. I mean, I'm not sure what there is. She didn't seem very easy to talk to. So I'm not sure what there is to gain from that, but there was something odd. It's been nagging me. It's something odd about her room. So if there's, I don't know if we can, you know,
maybe
if we
you could
get
talk
in there
her
and look
in,
around.
Maybe you could talk her into you coming back to her place after dancing.
And meanwhile, you can search her room?
Yeah. After you guys leave. But then we wouldn't be able to find you at the jazz club because we won't know where it is.
That's true. We'd have to...
It's certainly not possible for Dr. Worthington and Major Barker to split up. That can't happen.
No, exactly. Exactly. Because they have to back each other.
I
could check the room and then try and come find the jazz club. Major, you could follow Miss Brown if she ends up getting Miss Jasmine.
Or you two gentlemen could just come and enjoy the show if you like. I'm sure it would be quite quite fine. Oh dear.
I don't know if it makes sense to go up there again. We could always track down where Ashton.
Yeah, try and figure out where he was.
He could be anywhere. Yeah.
Well, I suppose.
Well, how many different student lodging areas are there on Durham campus?
Quite a few.
Okay.
Our other lead is this meeting tomorrow night.
Correct. Right. It does seem like we should try to talk to her somehow or explore her room.
Yeah.
Or both. I could certainly try.
We're just right down here, Miss Brown. Why don't you take a rock with you? If something goes bad, throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window?
We'll come running.
All right.
If we hear screams of pleasure or pain.
All right. Well, I've now had an hour to steel myself to this encounter. It should be less upsetting and surprising. So I will go back up and knock softly on the door.
There's a moment's pause, and the door opens, and Jasmine is there in her dressing gown again. Miss Brown, you came back.
Yes, I'm so confused and embarrassed at my behavior, but...
Please, come in.
Are you thinking we might go out?
Certainly.
I would really like to get to know you a little bit first.
Certainly, we can go out if you wish.
Excellent. Well, I'll wait here. You can get dressed.
Are you going inside, or you just...
No, I'm still in the hallway.
Well, please, come in. There's no need to wait out in the hallway.
Okay. I'll step in.
She closes the door behind you.
Okay.
As you have a moment to look around, make an idea roll.
Pass.
You now realize that what struck you as odd about the room before is that the room is far too sterile and far too well organized for a student.
Oh, okay.
If anything, it looks more like an office than a student room. It's just kind of got that air of organization about it.
Okay.
Make a spot hidden roll.
All right. Pass.
Okay. You notice, it seems odd because of the time, you take notice of a calendar with a note on it saying that for a choir practice in the cathedral, 2 days from now, so that would be Wednesday.
Okay.
At midnight.
Oh. Okay. And what is she up to as I'm doing this?
She, closes the door behind you as you kind of, look around, and you hear a kind of, rumpling sound.
Okay.
As you turn around and see that she's naked again. Are you sure you want to go out, Miss Brown? Perhaps we could stay in? She she steps up close to you again.
Yes, I think that it would be nice to have some dinner.
She reaches down to take one of your hands.
And then perhaps come back later.
She puts your hand on her body.
Oh, dear. yes, I really am quite famished. Do you think, yes, perhaps you could get dressed? Does she seem upset in any way, or?
Nope.
Okay.
She leans in for a kiss. And she starts caressing your body and goes for the buttons again.
Oh, dear. All right. This is obviously not going to go anywhere other than there. I will sort of back up towards the door and open it up.
Miss Brown?
Perhaps you'd care to come as you are.
Oh, well.
But you came back, Miss Brown. I thought you wanted... She kind of gives a little wiggle.
I think, but later. I mean, I really do feel like... Oh, I don't know. It's all so confusing.
Well, then, perhaps you should just go.
Okay.
And she kind of gives you a little shove out of the room and closes the door.
Excellent. Okay. All right. I will go inform the gentleman about the choir practice. Apparently we're not going out dancing. Was there a location?
The cathedral. Durham Cathedral.
Ah, good. Okay. Choir practice 2 days at midnight at the cathedral. Okay.
Do you see any more ripped buttons?
No.
Oh, dear.
So apparently she has a midnight choir practice in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And her room, yeah, it was all very strange. It's she doesn't seem quite human somehow. Definitely not like a student.
Hmm. Well. That's that then.
I'm afraid so.
Major? Did we want to try and find? Do we want to try and find this Ashton Brown's room?
What? It's around 10 now, I take it. So
yeah, it's after 10 p.m.
We're not going to conduct a search.
And no sign of William either.
No. Well, we have all day. We have all day tomorrow.
Why did they want to seduce people?
Yeah. Maybe that's how it's transmitted. Bodily fluids.
We've got to get
blackmail into the cult or who knows what. Or she may just be crazy. Maybe it was an attempt to kill me. This her room was just one room, right? She didn't have a...
Correct.
Okay. So just a bed and a desk and a calendar and
wardrobe,
a dressing gown on the floor.
Yeah,
a few books. Huh. All right, boy, we could really have done something for ratings, but yeah, I guess we'll go back to the hotel. I don't know if there's anything else we want to do tonight. It's
yeah, just go back and rest.
We've got one thing tomorrow night, and then something in
the following night.
So, yep. Well, at least we need to figure out something to do for the rest of the day.
Well, there's a public library, so we could certainly do some research there.
Mm-hmm.
And we could try and find this Ashton Brown's room.
Yeah, we could look him up. We could also look for this William the drummer, although we'll probably see him.
Oh, wait. Didn't Ashton Brown say, wasn't he a graduate student?
Yes.
So he might not even, he might have
an Right, he could live anywhere in town.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he could just live in a boarding house or something, a flat. So I think he'd be pretty hard to find. Although the student, the office, the bursar's office, the billing office must know a mailing address for him.
Yeah, probably.
Whether or not we could get it, who knows?
I don't know. The major's pretty,
pretty credit worthy. Yeah.
I think we need to certainly get some information about him, but we're going to need to be careful, just because.
Yeah,
because he's dead. I'm just wondering if people are looking for him yet.
That's kind of what right. I'm a little about throwing right. his name around too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's why hopefully we could find some like public records right. for him instead of having to ask people.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we could. We might be able to find something in if we can find a list somehow of botany graduate students, for example. Although he was clearly lying about botany.
Nobody specializes in botany.
Exactly. I guess we don't even know what he was a grad student in.
These days you just move to the department.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking. So, email list somewhere. See if I have anything about him. Young man.
We could at least try that department the following day. Just to
the botany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll either quickly figure out that it was a lie.
Right.
Okay. There we go.
We might get lucky.
Yeah.
It's the summer holidays, isn't it? So actually, yeah. Most things are going to be.
That's what I was thinking. Because even if she were if this Jasmine had classes, I was going to suggest that if she goes out sometime tomorrow, we could try to break into her room even. But she might lounge about all day for all we know.
Hibernating.
Yeah.
Right, because if she's possessed, she's probably not going to stick to her normal schedule.
Right. I didn't get her last name, did I? Oh, I did. Jasmine what was it? Johnson? Jasmine Johnson. There we go.
Yep. I apologize. I need to make a quick retcon.
Okay.
Back when you found the flyer for the Azazel,
okay,
you were able to glean from the flyer that the group, the Azazel specifically, is a student group for those interested in the history of Durham.
Okay. Oh.
And Durham history in general, with a specific focus on Durham, on the history and architecture of Durham Cathedral.
Oh, much more interesting.
Sorry about that.
Durham Cathedral history. So there's that's going to be at the pub, but then Jasmine will be singing, perhaps.
We could spend the day, we could go and visit the cathedral.
Yes, we sure could.
That would be a good plan.
Yeah, find out where the choir practice will be and the whole works. Yeah, I think a nice tour of the cathedral would be brilliant.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's nothing else tonight? Everything else is going to wait for...
Tomorrow,
I think, yeah.
Okay. So you return to your lodging and enjoy possibly a nightcap.
Definitely.
Miss Brown considers what might have been.
Nightmares.
Nightmares, yeah.
How much was the sanity loss for
him? Well, there might have been some sanity gained back. Exactly.
Could have gone either way, Miss Brown.
Yeah. You could have found the
love of my life.
The pillow talk. Never know what information you've... missed out on now.
No, it's true. It's true.
So the night passes. Morning of Tuesday, the 25th of June, dawns. And I think that's a good place to call it for now.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right.
Then you gents have a wonderful day and a good week.
Well, too. Yeah, I think I will not be there next week, but I'll try to make it, but it seems unlikely. We shall see.
Okay.
Gary and Randall are back.
Yeah. I'll keep you guys updated if anything happens with me on the thread.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Cool. You guys have a good. All right. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.